The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Gulf Coast Air Care.
Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. There's lots of air drumming going on in the studio right now. You know that music. You know it's time for Todd St. Orr's from Gulf Coast Air Care. Check them out online, gulfcoastaircare.com. Give them a call, 850-934-2768. The number is still the same, right?
It
even
is.
Even though
it
you've changed,
yeah, yeah.
Changed address.
We changed our address recently, but we are still, you can contact us the same way. And I want to make, you know, we were doing movie references just a minute ago from, you know, the music.
Oh, yeah.
But we want to do a movie reference because we are the dynamic duel today. I'm going to be Batman, and my humble assistant, Robin, is over there with me. Sam is here today with us.
I got two for the price of one.
There's something going to be in the air earlier than in the air tonight, and we're trying to knock a bunch of service calls out right after the show. So we're going to go out there and do our thing. So.
Yeah, definitely going to be some inclement weather coming in, so you guys have to rush around and get everything taken care of before it starts pouring, right?
I'm sitting in front of the weather radar to our listeners, and man, is it ugly. Oh, my gosh, it's going to get bad here later. So.
Yeah. So luckily, we'll be out of here by then. Hopefully, guys will be home.
The indoor air quality is sometimes affected by the outdoor air quality, and, you know, so with a lot of this rain, like Lisa was just talking, we want to say thank you to they're one of our trading partners, Southern Climate Solutions. We do a lot of work with them.
Yep.
And they do that crawl space thing, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. But the outdoor weather migrates to the indoors, and you end up with humidity. And, you know, a lot of the things that we see when we get calls for duct cleaning or indoor air quality or building science, they're moisture related. They're moisture driven. I mean, the mold issues that we have, Jake, the comfort issues that we find and the energy issues that we find are all as a result of moisture, not under control too much, you know, whatever. And, it can impact your health and your comfort and your energy efficiency in your building, be it a residential, light commercial, big commercial. We're fixing to start a big project for the Air Force next week.
Cool.
We'll get into some of that big commercial down there.
Yeah.
But anyways, all of those things, when they have an impact, seem to be moisture driven. So, and I made a note here earlier, Sam and I were talking, and indoor air quality and building science equals equation is what I wrote down. So when you start tweaking one thing on one side of the equation, you get a different outcome on the other side of the equation. It's important to have somebody or a team with experience. We've been doing this 30 years. And so we have a lot of information that we kind of just carry around as common knowledge.
But
a lot of people don't realize, you know, what's going on. So making the changes to that equation is huge. And a lot of it, I see you looking at the newsletter. It's out of sight, out of mind, because a lot of the stuff that's problematic is in the attic. And then that's where my humble assistant, Robin, comes in, because Batman sits in the Batcave, talks to the customer, and Robin goes in the attic and does his thing, you know, and he's...
Send the youngin' up the ladder.
You know what? We have one of those right after this. We have kind of an ugly service call that we've been doing for years and years, and it's like, Sam, you know whose house it is today. You need to come with me and go in that attic. So.
And I like how you said, you know, the problematic attic.
Is there a song there, Jake? Are we working on something?
I think we just started writing a song.
Problematic attic. No, we don't have. I'll do that off the air. We'll figure this out.
All right. Yeah. Stay tuned for our Spotify playlist.
Problematic
of all of our original songs.
We'll just start with a jingle there, Sam. So, you know,
definitely
work. Get your juices flowing on that problematic attic.
Yeah. Get a good hook going, and then, you know, make it work.
Yeah, what he said.
Yep, we'll get a good rap disco beat going.
Yeah,
it'll be great. And speaking of jingles, you guys have one of the best jingles in the business. I swear you guys do. That's what first really hooked me. And I'm telling you, that angelic voice, whenever it comes over the radio, I can hear it from a mile away.
It's great. Know Sarah Shea's not listening this morning, but a shout out to Sarah Shea out there in the interwebs, you know, whatever.
How does it feel to, it's my dream to have my own business one day, but you have your own business and you get to incorporate your family. How does that feel?
I love it.
Yeah.
I mean, I we have always treated our team as family as well, you know, because we have a lot of stuff that we're trying to accomplish, and some of it is highly technical, mm-hmm. and some of it is just ugly work that you have to do. So you have to have, you have to have the brothers and sisters, the dad, the grandpa, the cousins, and all that. And we kind of, I don't know, Sam, would you say we have a family approach?
Generally, yeah. I mean, we try to. Definitely, we've had some people with us for quite a long time, and, you know, with that time comes, you know, closeness and more of a family connection almost. And we try to foster that with anyone new that comes in as well. And
it's Big Dave's been with us 26 years. I've watched his kids grow up.
Wow. You know,
I remember when he didn't have kids. So
Uncle Todd.
And Yeah. So anyways, he's got a couple of boys that might jump in and help us on a big project we have coming up this summer. So, we do have that, you know, family feel to us. And I like that because it's people do business with someone that they know, like, and trust. Mm-hmm. And, I take that to heart when you look at our reviews and you look at how we approach problems and solutions in the marketplace. And some of it's technical. I mean, you know, cleaning duct systems sounds kind of a little mundane until you get out the ACR, which is the Assessment, Cleaning, and Restoration Guidebook. It's 45 pages.
Wow.
And when you're certified and work to the NADCA standard, the National Air Duct Cleaners Association, it gets pretty technical. So you have to have a rapport with people to be able to explain in a technical manner how we're going to address their issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And in a lot of cases, there's people that just need help. They just need information. They just need opinion. They're like, what can I do to keep up with this kind of stuff? And I was like, well, you know, get a good filter. Because if you don't have a good air filter,
you are one.
Wow, man, look at that in unison.
Stereo.
Oh, yeah. Baby. So
his voice is a little bit lower than mine, though.
Well, you know, so we got a harmony going here.
Exactly.
We got a three-part going.
Yeah.
So, right. And we're gonna have to get on this attic.
Problematic attic. Yeah.
So anyway, customers ask us, you know, what can we do? So good filtration, convenient, easy to change. And then finding your drain line so that you have a basic understanding of what you're looking for, looking at, and you know, stuff that you can do. We want people to use vinegar in their drain lines. If you don't know where your drain line is, call us. We'll help you walk through that. Mm-hmm. There's a drain line that comes to the outside of the house somewhere that drains the moisture off the evaporator coil. You know, Lisa was saying we're subtropical. And I think in terms of our climate as like heat, cooling climate with a lot of humidity, and that's comfort issues. But we're on that map as subtropical. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be a lot of air conditioning going on, and there's going to be a lot of moisture going out of the house. And there's a lot of issues that, you know, if you let them go, they accumulate and then they jump up and bite you. Mm-hmm. And then you're stuck calling a professional, which is somebody like us with 30 years of experience and understanding the ins and outs of the National Air Duct Cleaners Association standards, having certified people. You know, we're licensed HVAC contractors in Florida and in Alabama, and we just are in that specialty niche where we want to help you with those things that, I mean, everybody can go and look at their furnace. They open that closet door, or, you know, it's in the garage or whatever.
Right.
And you can see that, mm-hmm. and you have a basic understanding of that. But, you know, there's a lot more that goes to it. So.
Yeah. And in your home, some things that people maybe just kind of overlook or maybe just accept as just the way things are, it could be an indication that our airflow is out of balance. Let's talk about that a little bit right now, because I have excessive dust in where I live. There's just a ton of dust that builds up. And I just thought that it was just because I don't know, maybe the building shakes a little bit when they slam the door downstairs and that causes dust to fall. I was coming up with all these reasons, but how could my airflow be out of balance? What does that mean?
Well, in a lot of residential settings, there are no balance features. So in other words, you just get the airflow that comes out of the unit, goes into the ductwork, and it flows out wherever. Mm-hmm. So we find, we take a lot of calls where people say, oh, I got one hot room, you know, it's on the south or west side of the house in the afternoon. It's so hot. Right. And we're running the air conditioner in excess mm-hmm. to try and cool that one area down. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. And so in a lot of cases, what we do is we measure the airflow and then we rebalance the duct system, because residential duct systems don't have any balance features in them. Now, they're in newer construction, there's transfer grills and all that, which helps the ventilation rate. But there's still not really any airflow balance features. And it's important to come in with a flow hood, and which is a calibrated $3,000 gadget that we hook up and figure out. I'll say, we have a 3-ton system. Are we getting 3 tons of air out of this duct system? And Sam and I, we've done a bunch of those recently. It's just smarter to test than guess.
Right. So. Numbers are very helpful.
Yes. The data makes you so much smarter. Mm-hmm. So in airflow issues, and when I think our April newsletter, if I'm not mistaken, is an airflow special, right, on the bottom of that back page?
Yep.
So, you know, if you have questions about airflow, you're not getting the right airflow, you don't have uneven, if you have uneven temperatures throughout the house, you know, we can help you figure that out. That's pretty straightforward. But that's not typically something a homeowner can do on their own. They just know that it's right. So if you get a hygrometer that gives temperature and humidity, and you put it in that room, you'll see elevated humidity in that room and the temperature higher than the actual
thermostat
temperature or the, you know, temperature in other rooms.
Yeah.
And you have to have additional tools for that. And a hygrometer is an inexpensive one that will kind of give you insight into what's going on when you have problems.
And you brought one in this morning to the studio. Mm-hmm. We've got it sitting there. It's giving us a readout right now. What is it saying? 49?
We're at 72 degrees in here, which feels really comfortable this morning. It's pretty good. 49%. So
it's not bad.
It's cool and crisp in here. It's not cool and clammy.
Right.
And that was one of the things that Lisa talked about and other people. And it's just like, you know, the only tool you have on the wall, oftentimes when you have a problem, like one of these rooms where it's not comfortable or it's not the right temperature, you just hammer that thermostat down and then you're overcooling the house or you're doing something that.
Spending too much money.
The duct system tweaked. Yeah. Raise your hand if you're happy with your Florida Power and Light bill. Okay. No hands
nope,
up. Look at
no
that.
Hands. All right. So crickets. Anyway. All right.
Yeah, yeah. Crickets, right.
Yeah.
So anyways, you know, there's a lot of things. And the energy issue, when we measure airflow, so, you know, back to our hypothetical house here. So we're 3 tons, and we don't have 3 tons of airflow. Well, the fan is a 3-ton fan. It's pushing airflow. Where's it going? It's leaking. So that duct leakage costs you a lot of comfort and it costs you a lot of energy usage that, you know, is being wasted. So that's one of the reasons why you'd want to have somebody come in and measure and see what's going on. You know, oftentimes we can find it with a visual inspection. Batman, once again, talking to the customer. Robin goes in the attic.
Right.
And that problematic attic, all it takes a visual inspection.
Yeah.
You know, he comes back and he said, yeah, there's 2 crushed ducts. There's no mastic. And in the back, there's this one duct that looks like a pile of spaghetti back there. It's not a long straight. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, so sometimes it's just a visual inspection.
Right.
And you get to the bottom of that attic ladder and you think, oh, man, maybe I should call those guys from Gulf Coast Air Care. 850-934-2768. GulfCoastAirCare.com, and we'll be happy to set up a time to come out and look at your situation and help you figure out what's going on.
And there's a special going on this month for airflow diagnostics,
there
right?
There you go.
All right, so, let's talk about that real quick.
Yeah, we have, you know, and I didn't have a copy of that newsletter in front of me, so, but we have a special that it's normally $175 for us to do that airflow diagnostic, and we've marked it down this month, and you can call us if you have questions or concerns, and we'll come out and do a visual inspection and do give a look at some of the places that you're not normally looking, and try and help you figure out what's going on. And we're including that free duct diagnostic with a duct cleaning job this month. So, you know, I think it's just something that's, there's not a lot of people. Like, I've been to houses before in the past, and they're like, man, you're the third guys that have been out here. I hope you can figure this out. And we pull out the flow, and they're like, oh, what's that? I'm like, so we're the third guys over here, and you've not ever seen a flow hood yet, and you have an airflow issue? What does that tell us?
It's like Ghostbusters when they pull up and they pull the proton packs out. You're like, oh, these guys mean business.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah, absolutely. So, and, you know, it's the important part of the equipment and the technology that we use. And technology has changed. Air conditioners have changed.
Yep.
But if you have a house that was built in the 70s or 80s or 90s, and you have that duct system that's 40 or 30 or 25 years old, it might not be totally compatible with the new HVAC system, the equipment that you put on there. Mm-hmm. And so that oftentimes, you know, we have to tweak the duct. We have to tighten it up. We want to clean it. We want to maybe do a redesign. We see a lot of design issues that, you know, during new construction, they took shortcuts and saved a couple $100. And 25 years ago, you know, that was suitable at the beginning. And now we have a different efficiency and a different setup on our air conditioning equipment. And the duct's not right for that new equipment. You know, and that's one of the things we can help you. We ran into a house the other day. It was 1,700 square foot, and somebody put a 5-ton unit in there. And, it you know, no wonder they got problems.
Yeah, bigger is not always better.
Bigger
is
not better.
Yeah.
But the contractor made a lot more money selling them a 5-ton unit, and the customer really didn't know.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't have any airflow. Those guys never even looked in the attic to see how undersized a duct would be for 2.5 or 3-ton, much less a 5-ton, you know. And so that's one of the things we can help you with. Go to our website. There's a little bit more information there, gulfcoastaircare.com, or call us 850-934-2768. And we'll be happy to talk with you and figure out what it is that you need help with. And then just real briefly, you know, because the National Air Duct Cleaners Association meeting was in Vegas last month.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I had a very emotional, traumatic deal last month. So I wasn't in Vegas. But they talked about a lot of the new technology that's coming out and using liquid nitrogen as bubbling off and making it into a gaseous nitrogen and doing duct cleaning with that. That way you don't have to set up a compressor or anything to get into some of these. You know, they're doing it in big commercials. You can just take a liquid nitrogen tank and use it for the air tools that we use.
Wow.
And, of course, the paint coatings, that's not an emerging technology. We've been doing paint coatings for years in the duct system. So rather than tear out a duct system after it's clean, we can resurface the inside of it for hundreds as opposed to thousands of tearing out the duct system. Mm-hmm. Of course, ultraviolet lighting is one of the things that we always talk about. You know,
I love that technology. It's so cool.
Ultraviolet is really, it works well. And don't stare directly at a UV light. Mm. We had a solar eclipse this week.
Right,
I wonder how many people were out there looking without their welding mask on.
I glanced up for a minute, and then I thought to myself, Jake, you've been reporting all week. Don't stare directly in the sun. And I look right up at it. So.
So there's a measure of that in the ultraviolet light that we put in the HVAC. That it's the C-band of UV light that kills on a cellular level. And, so some of that ultraviolet that we saw in the eclipse has been captured in technology, and you can apply it to your HVAC system for cleaning. And that's the one instance where we can actually use the word sterilization, because it'll sterilize or kill that stuff on a cellular level with UV light. But you don't want to stare at it. It's just like a total solar eclipse. You do not want to do that stuff. So,
all right.
And then I have in here IAQ sensors, and as an emerging technology, something as simple as going and getting in a hygrometer. Let's see. Let's do another check. Oh, so we're at 72 degrees and 50%. There's a lot of hot air going around in here right now, apparently. So
you're changing my humidity.
Yeah. So we bumped the humidity up a little bit. So.
Yeah, but 40, 50, that's pretty safe. Once we get above 60, I think Lisa was saying.
Yeah, 60, there's enough moisture to sustain microbial growth. 50's kind of, you know, that's a good goal to get to. If you're between 50, 52, 54, your air conditioner can usually get to that. To get below 50, you typically have to have supplemental dehumidification, which is a portable, a standalone, whole house dehumidifier. And that's what we use. And we like to hook it into the duct system and distribute that dry air throughout the house. But you're not going to get below 40% in this climate. There's too much moisture here in our climate. And so you're, it's just too much work to try and get that way. Now in Colorado, you get 20 and 30% on a regular basis out there.
Right.
It rains and it comes up to 31%, you know. So that's how dry it is out there. Yeah. And you can feel that difference. I mean, that's a huge comfort factor in what's going on. So dehumidifiers is another thing that, you know, we talk to people about dehumidifiers and they're like, wow, I never considered that. Right. And so go get the tool, get a hygrometer and measure what you've got. You can, with this style of hygrometer, this little electronic gadget here, you can move this all over the house.
Yeah.
So you can put it in the master suite and see, you know, if somebody takes a long Hollywood shower back there, you can see that humidity go up with that steamy water. Or in the kitchen or the common area when there's cooking and a regular living load, I call it, where everybody hangs out in the kitchen at my house, and I think it's the way in most houses.
Yeah, that and, that island in the kitchen somehow just everybody wants to go there.
And you'll see the difference between that and say a bedroom or a bathroom or, you know, something like that. So
did you say Hollywood shower?
That's an Old Navy reference.
Okay, all right. I wasn't familiar with that term. I had to ask about that. Sam, real quick, while we have a couple minutes, I wanted to ask you, what's your favorite part about working with your dad? I'm going to put you on the spot, Sam.
Great, yeah. I want to hear this, too.
He's like, I love crawling up in the attics and the crawl spaces.
I mean, yeah, I guess just the work itself is pretty satisfying. I mean, helping people be comfortable in their homes and, you know, this kind of work we're doing, you know, being specialized to the degree we are. I mean, it feels good that we can be the ones to provide those solutions that a lot of times other people can't. Mm-hmm. You know, he was saying earlier about being the third people out and having the specialized tools. I mean, we're one of the few companies in the area that have those tools and can, you know, give people those, you know, real solutions that actually help them in the long term. So, I mean, just kind of being able to help people, you know, in that way is pretty satisfying. And, of course, you know, having that relationship, you know, family relationship in addition to that makes it a little more special. I mean, it's better than just having some random guy yelling at you about whatever or, you know, discussing things with you, you know. Yeah. Having it be your own father is, you know, it helps.
We do a lot of comedy when we're riding around the van. Sam's a huge comedian fan. Movies.
So. Yeah, you guys need to keep working on your song parodies.
Yeah, we're gonna get that jingle.
Bring them
in
to me, and I will put some music to them.
There we go.
All right.
Sarah back and do another angelic recording of some new jingle or whatever for the future.
Definitely. I want to hear your voice on it next time, Sam.
Not going to happen.
GulfCoastAircare.com.
Stream us at NewsRadio923.com. NewsRadio 923. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.